Rosemary is on the line. She's in Somersham. Hello, Rosemary.
Hello.
What's your question?
Well, my question was, why don't animals and birds get food poisoning?
Do they, Nick? What do you think?
Well, I guess sometimes they might, but they just don't tell us. But I think that there are some important differences between animals and ourselves. Many animals, of course, live on decaying, rotting carcasses and are designed to be able to cope with that. So one of the main protections that we've got against food poisoning is the acid in our stomachs. And some animals are able to ingest food poisoning organisms and destroy them within their stomachs before they get down to the gut. And then there are other animals that we know carry food poisoning organisms naturally. So we gave some examples in the programme, but chickens and Campylobacter and Salmonellas, cattle and E. coli 157, for example, where they don't seem to be affected by the illness because presumably they don't have the right receptors in their gut for the organism to bind and then cause disease.
So the bottom line is that those animals in nature that are not equipped with the ability to cook and keep food clean are therefore endowed with better immunity, better resistance mechanisms, or just don't actually respond to whatever toxin it is that the organism uses to make us ill.
Absolutely.
OK. Rosemary, I hope that floats your boat, microbiologically speaking.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosemary. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.